recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate. This is Freed on Business, and your host, Jim Freed.
All right, let's go influence some people. We've got a great show. We've got the CBRE Edge. Oh my gosh, I'm all fired up. The CBRE Edge with my good friend Arden Carson, who's got my other good friend Trish Blase on. It's going to be Good Friend Day here on Freed on Business. Welcome back, Arden Carson.
Good afternoon, Jim. How are you doing? I'm sitting here with Trish.
I think you can tell I'm fired up.
All right. Yes, definitely. Always have a lot of energy, motivates us as well.
Oh, well, that's terrific. Now, hey, Trish, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim. So good to hear your voice.
Always a pleasure. Now, I know Arden's got a whole bunch of questions for you. Arden, why don't you tell folks who Trish is and, let's get rolling.
Okay, well, just to start, just to remind everyone, all the listeners, that the Edge by CBRE on Freed on Business is a monthly space where we talk to real people delivering real advantage across various industries in South Florida. As strong advocates for women in leadership, we focus on highlighting remarkable women who are breaking the glass ceiling and who also have fascinating careers. So as we said, Trish Blase is sitting right next to me, and she is a development professional. She is the president of Borghese Investments. I met Trish a number of years ago at an ICSC convention when she was the head of development at Codina. So welcome, Trish.
Well, thank you, Arden. Great to be with you today.
Yeah, so you're the president of Borghese Investments. That's your current role. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this a long time. I've had my own firm now for 12 years, and I've been in the industry almost 30 years now.
Wow. That's hard to believe. Time flies, doesn't it?
It does.
So where did you grow up and where did you go to college?
I grew up both here in South Florida and in New Jersey. My family relocated here when I was 10, and I grew very accustomed to the sunshine. So I chose to attend University of Miami and still go back there pretty frequently to guest lecture.
Yeah, where'd you go to high school?
North Miami Beach, baby.
Go Chargers. You know, it's really cool. We moved here when I was about 9 from New Jersey, too. Trish, I never knew that. Really cool.
There you go.
Wow. Maybe you were classmates in high school. Did you know that?
I think I'm a little older than Trish. We don't need to go there.
Okay. We won't discuss that. In any event, certainly, we love the transplants, and, we're continuing to try to attract more of them. So that's actually a big part of our real estate engine these days. But, great story. So tell me, what led you to working in development?
It was a complete and total accident. I graduated college with a degree in finance, and had chatted at the time with a lot of my friends who had the similar degree and had gotten into the banking field and were not terribly happy. I interviewed for all kinds of positions, stock brokerage, banking, management trainee in a number of industries, and got an interesting offer to be a credit and customer service manager in a department store chain that some of you will remember, Jordan Marsh. And it was a very interesting time. It was the late 80s, and we were just about embarking on the S&L crisis. And I found retail interesting, but learned very quickly it was a way to work very, very long hours for very, very little money. And at the time, a couple of my friends from the department store industry had been recruited by a large mall development company, and there was a positioning opening, and they asked if I would be interested, and I said, sure. I was 23 years old. I didn't have any terribly fixed ideas about things, but I knew I liked being in malls, so getting paid to run one sounded like an incredible experience to me. And I think the idea is they presume that you'll leave a good amount of your wages in the mall before you even have a chance to cash your paycheck. So it's a good system, I think. But I really enjoyed the experience and then was introduced to some open air developers and eventually was recruited by a strong regional development company called Codina. And I was offered some tremendous opportunities there to really start to learn not just the operational end of the business, but the development process. So everything from acquiring land, analyzing markets, understanding all of the dynamics that lead to a successful project in several different asset classes. So I had exposure there to industrial and to office. And in addition to my retail background, it was really a great way to become extremely well-rounded.
Yeah, that's what I love about real estate. You just have access to so many different lines of business, so many different types of people. And then speaking of Codina, I mean, wow. I mean, they have launched the careers and of so many fantastic real estate professionals in our community. I'm just a really big fan of Armando Codina and the quality of work that they do. In fact, I spoke to Armando yesterday, and you know, I truly view him as one of the grandfathers of Florida real estate. So
it was really an amazing company, and his successor firm also obviously really, really accomplished in mixed-use development and a lot of residential, but Armando offered so very many of us an opportunity to really learn the business, the ground up, and so many of us have been really lucky in our post-Codina careers, and many of us still do business together. Jose Hevia, who was the CEO of Flagler, the successor organization to the original Codina Group, is one of my partners.
Wow, that's great. So they do have, there isn't a Codina alumni club. You all get together and
There's not an official club, but there are many of us who keep in touch and get together pretty frequently and continue to transact business.
Well, that's great. I love Armando's energy, and he's always available, emailing at 10, 11 at night. So a great role model. So speaking of role models and mentors, are there any people, key people, who have deeply influenced who you are and what you believe in and what you're committed to?
Well, certainly Armando was one of those people. And what was very interesting is on the outside to a lot of the community, Codina appeared to be a very male-dominated company. And not everyone knows that Armando has four daughters and no sons. And so Armando was used to living in a home with five women. So though many people didn't know at the time, he was really incredibly supportive of my career. His eldest daughter, Anna, was one of our interns during the summer and worked with us as a project manager and really helped in Armando's understanding of the importance of advancing women. I was also then very blessed to work with my good friend, Stephen Battelle, who also was very focused on understanding the role of women in the industry and how important it was that there was a place for us and it wasn't so obvious to everyone at that time. Really made a big difference in my life.
Wow, that's great. And, you know, that's great that you also give back as well. So being mentored by, you know, these very successful real estate professionals, but then that you give back and are mentoring others. So what is your professional philosophy?
Be true to yourself, to your partners, to your clients, and to your customers. You know, we spend a lot of our lives working. Being honest with yourself about what you enjoy doing, what you're good at, and performing well, not just for yourself, but the other people that are involved with you, your partners, your investors, your clients, your tenants. It's very difficult to fake enthusiasm. And I find that if you have it yourself, number one, it's very contagious. Just look at Jim.
Oh, come on now.
And that if you continue to surround yourself with people who are very like-minded and true to their own selves and very enthusiastic about what they do, it really makes for an incredibly powerful experience. And I think that's what best breeds success.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true that if you're not happy, it will definitely be apparent in the way you deal with people, situations, and even in your work product. So that's a very meaningful takeaway. Thank you for that. So what are some of the challenges you've faced as a leader / business professional, aside from losing your entire marina at Monty's, which, you know, I definitely want to talk a little bit more about that. But
Irma is just a name that I don't want to ever hear again. And as for challenges, how much time do we have? Look, every business is fraught with challenges. I think that number one, approaching them head on and being honest in your evaluation of challenges is at least 75% of how you solve them.
There's another challenge that we're facing right now is that I'm getting told I got to have a break. Would you guys mind? And then we could talk about the rest of the challenges in a second. And you guys know I hate Irma because I was out of my apartment just a couple of weeks ago because of Irma.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Wanda, for keeping me on track here. We'll be right back. This is great stuff. I'm like, love being a fly on the wall here. We'll be right back listening to more about how to build your career and develop here in South Florida with two of Miami's power women, Arden Carson and Trish Blasey. We'll be right back. Ladies, stick with us.
Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So raise your glass if you...
All right, had to wait for the music to kick in there. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Gainesville's got their Audi store. Key West, their store down there, has just about everything you could possibly want. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Remember to join me this weekend on Saturday from 10 to 1 at Supercar Saturday at Lamborghini Broward up on Griffith Road and I-75. See, I live on the east side of town. Anyway, remember.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. It's fabulous time. You know, join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Mother's Day is great for appreciation and love and macaroni jewelry, but it isn't so great at giving moms what they actually need, which is the gift of not being needed. This Mother's Day, Kraft is giving moms just that. So go ahead, hire a babysitter, and Kraft will cover the bill. Spend the day how you want to spend the day. For me, that would be brunching at a kid-unfriendly restaurant, or not having to hide in the bathroom to eat my cookies, or just sitting in my car for like 5 minutes in complete silence.
On 880, The Biz.
All right, and hey, if you need some real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Real estate's a lot of times about having the right creativity in the capital stack. That means making sure you've got money that can think with you, that has an alignment of interest with you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I can make that happen for you. Done $3 billion plus in real estate deals. Let me bring all that to the table for you. Call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate, this is Fried on Business and your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I want to thank the Content Funnel for that recognition. We had a great webinar, which we'll have up on the Freedom Business website probably Monday or Tuesday. They're producing it and polishing it up. Anyway, I want to get back to my two guests today. Tremendous power group today. We've got Arden Carson, who runs CBRE down here in South Florida on the CBRE Edge segment. And she's got with her Trish Blasey. Trish is one of the top developers here in town. We're going to hear how they have built their careers and what tips they have for people in the real estate industry. Back at you, Arden and Trish.
Okay, well, thank you, thank you. Again, so when we left for the commercial break, we were talking about challenges, and I'm fascinated with the work that Trish did to redevelop the Monty's Plaza in Coconut Grove. I live nearby, I walk by all the time, and the property looks amazing. So tell us more about that.
Well,
Arden, it's a ton of work, I can imagine.
Thank you, thank you. And I am very, very lucky to have some extremely talented partners, both of whom in prior lives were general contractors, which doesn't hurt when you're very quickly trying to put into place a lot of resources that are you're not exactly the only person calling after a hurricane to get some attention from different vendors. So we had the foresight to put together a team, knowing after we had been advised of the storm's path and what the winds were looking like and knowing what storm surge was probably going to be, that it wasn't going to be pretty. And there's nothing worse than being home and flipping on CNN and watching a reporter reporting from your parking lot. That's just, it's not good. You know, if you wake up and Jim Cantore is in your neighborhood, you know, that's the guy that the Weather Channel sends to the eye of the storm. So with all that in mind, I think that preparation was obviously a huge advantage. And are being able to manage those resources very quickly and very effectively. The tremendous background that one of my partners has in marine construction helped us very quickly evaluate what would be the right reconstruction methods. We had phenomenal contractor, Kearns Construction, who specializes in marinas and is now a tenant of ours in the office building.
Nice.
But the cooperation of the city, the cooperation of all of the various permitting agencies involved really helped us execute very quickly. And though it didn't feel like it was happening very quickly, when we look at some similarly situated properties, you know, we've been open now again since February and are enjoying full occupancy, and have also had the opportunity during that reconstruction to improve our main plaza, which is really enjoyed a lot by the public. The Grove has really become the pinnacle of live, work, play destination. And with all of the office that's under construction, residential, you've really started to see a lot of the same people who are in the neighborhood really all day long, because they live there and their offices are there now, and those are some of the same people that are taking advantage of dining opportunities. So the community in Coconut Grove is very near and dear to our heart. So we started to have some public events. We had an evening sunset meditation last month, and we're looking forward to using that space.
I need to go meditate.
I didn't participate, and I really should have. But those are the kinds of things that we're hoping to engage the public in the new plaza.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to participate. But more than just the redevelopment that you did post-hurricane, what I love about the plaza is just the way you reimagined it. That property's been there forever. I used to go to Monty's when I was a kid, but the way you recreated the storefronts and brought in all these retailers. Clearly, that's your background, retail. But, you know, talk to us about the evolution of that, because it's brilliant. Bringing in Starbucks on that end cap, who would have ever imagined? Sushimaki, I mean, just what a great group of tenants.
So a lot of people ask, why would we put Sushimaki in there? We own and operate our own restaurant. Why would you invite competition? And we feel very strongly that all of it supports the greater good in the environment and the neighborhood. The more that we can have people visiting the property, you know, let's face it, most people don't eat in the same restaurant every night. Not everyone wants to sit down and have a full dinner. So having a fast casual operator like Sushimaki, having the Starbucks opportunity, those are additive, we feel, to our formula. and it invites patrons to be there more than once a week that they might be eating in the restaurant, and those multiple visits are...
And then grabbing a Starbucks coffee, so...
Yes.
On the way out.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. So I know you've been very active in ICSC and in the community. Talk to us a little bit about how your participation in these organizations have helped mold you, and you know, what are some takeaways?
So one of the things that I discovered very early on in my career is that many, many successful people take the time to give back. And everyone does that in a different way, some in more formal manners by serving on volunteer boards and organizations, some by simply taking the time to mentor younger people, volunteering in differing capacities. So I had always had a deep interest in politics and government, and a friend of mine invited me to attend a government relations committee meeting for ICSC's state committee in Florida. And an activity, by the way, that I shared with Jim, who was also very active in that role. And I started to meet people in that capacity as a volunteer. And after you have that experience, and the next time that you do business with someone that you've volunteered with, it's really a very special and unique relationship, because the context isn't purely transactional. The context is one of a relationship you first developed by giving your time together and to benefit an organization or a charity or whatever that experience might be. It changes the dynamic quite a bit. And so I have found in progressing through various roles with ICSC, one that I enjoy in particular, I serve on the board of our charitable foundation. And the foundation provides scholarships both to students that are currently enrolled in colleges and universities, but also to professionals who are in the industry who want to attend some of the educational opportunities that are offered but simply don't have the means, or their companies can't support them in doing that. So I feel that education is something that we should all be focused on, because it is how we create the future leaders of tomorrow, and we need those people.
Well, thank you for giving back. In fact, some of our employees have actually applied for those scholarships. So, you know, comes around full circle. So I know Jim is going to cut us off soon, so I have a few last quick questions. One is, what is your view on the real estate market in Miami? And when you answer that, where do you believe we are in the cycle?
So people used to say we were in the eighth inning of the cycle, and they started saying that probably about 3 years ago. So we're either in some sort of a Groundhog Day movie, or we've been granted extra innings. So my view of that is we've been granted some extra innings, and I think that they're going to peter out like they always do. The business is cyclical, and those of us that don't recall the past are going to suffer it again in the future.
You mean like all those new hires that we have, and all the people who are just coming out of school, and, you know, all the people who are, you know, 22 to 35?
Yes, all of them that are working in banks, and they don't know what a workout department is, and they're going to learn that that's not where people exercise in the morning.
Well, I like that. I got to use that one.
Yeah, there you go. Feel free. But I think we've probably got another, I'm going to say, 18, 24 months left, and I think everyone's behaved a little bit more responsibly in this cycle for the most part. So we know that from the lending community, and Jim can attest to this, that I think we're going to see that there was far more real equity in projects of every variety, whether they be some of the assets that I work in, like office and retail and marinas, or if they're even condominiums. So,
Arden,
yeah.
Lightning round.
Okay, my rapid fire. Okay, what are you reading right now?
I am reading The Gods of Guilt by Michael Connelly. I am a detective mystery freak, and I love The Lincoln Lawyer.
Okay, so are you an early bird or a night owl?
Complete early bird.
All right, so am I. Favorite TV show?
Right now, Billions.
Yes.
I am a Bobby Axe fan.
Yes.
Pizza or pasta?
Both.
Yum.
Me too.
And your favorite restaurant in Miami or anywhere in the world?
Right now in Miami, Mandolin.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Love the outdoor patio.
That's good stuff.
So I think we're coming on the half hour. So thank you, Jim. Thank you, Trish. This was a great show. Really enjoyed it again. So remember CBRE for all your real estate needs. And don't forget to go visit Monty Trainers on Bayshore.
Yeah, remember that CBRE is the biggest real estate firm in the world now. Is that not true, Arden?
Absolutely. We just released our first quarter earnings. And yes, we are the biggest in the world by a couple of times.
Yeah, so, that means you can handle just about everything that people come up with. So how do people find you, Arden?
They find me, arden.carson at cbre.com. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can go on our website. I'm easily found. And obviously, you can just look on Freedom Business, and you can find me through Jim as well.
There you go. I can't thank you enough. I've been trying to get Trish on for years. You finally did it for me. So thank you so much, Arden, and thank you so much, Trish. Thank you for all the great retailers in the Grove. Oh, yeah. Well, we're all going to get together and go to that Monty's. That's a real deal. Wanda, take us out. I want to thank our friends at CBRE. Brenda, thank you so much for putting all this together. Wanda, let's go. So pretty. I'm too high.